نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ان الدين عند الله الاسلام صدق الله العظيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من حسن الاسلام المرء ان تركه ما لا يعني او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم الله سبحانه وتعالى mentions in the Quran inna ad-deena inda Allah al-islam in the eyes of Allah and near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the only deen, the only belief, the only focus, the only path a Muslim has is Islam. That's what we all Muslims are supposed to believe in. And of course we do, alhamdulillah. Now, the blessed month of Ramadan, we just passed that month, and what we see is that during Ramadan, the shaitan is chained and we are kind of focused on a lot of more extracurricular ibadahs. We pray Taraweeh, we pray extra fasting, do etc. etc. But once it's over, we don't have the continuity in it. Because it's the belief, our belief, because that's so weak, so we don't really try to focus on what the right path is. What the right path is, because we get involved in the worldly affairs matters and we kind of deviate from our real path. And what is really our real path? It's just achieving and attaining happiness. That's what Islam is all about. We can run to the world, we can run for things, of course we do, and it is important as it is. But how do we achieve really happiness? Is through Islam, through our real path, through our ultimate goal. But we kind of deviate from it. How do we really achieve that happiness? According to this famous economist, Mark Analsky, he says, happiness is the knowing of sense of well-being that comes from the greater sense of knowing that we are on the right path. That's what happiness is. That's not a Muslim, that's Mark Analsky, an economist. He's saying that. That's what happiness is. It's knowing that we are on the right path. So, once in Ramadan, because we are all focused and we are all on the right path, our surrounding, our atmosphere. But once it's over, we get involved in other worldly affairs and extra unnecessary stuff. So, we kind of deviate from our real motive, which is just to achieve real happiness. And that real happiness is in the deen. But we kind of deviate from that. The psychologists, they kind of analyze our brains and they do studies. And this famous psychologist back in the last century was Jeremy Bentham, who was also the mentor to the famous psychologist John Stuart Mill. And he gives the definition of happiness in such a, one sentence, small way. What is happiness, he says? That's not a Muslim, it's just a talk about what happiness is. It's just, he says, happiness is maximizing pleasure and minimizing pain. That's what happiness is all about. So everything we are doing, we are running around, we are working for our families, we are all doing hard work, then we are involved our families, our kids, our daily lives. But the ultimate goal is just to achieve happiness. And that happiness is just, it's right in front of us, in the deen, in the law of Islam. That's where true happiness is. But we kind of deviate from our motive and we don't sustain on it, because we believe that most of the people, they are just born to be champions. So in any field, they are just born the way they are, and I'm not born that way, so I can't do that. That's what kind of deviates. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Min husnil Islam al mari yan tarkuhu ma la ya'ni." The best Islam for a person is that he gives, lets go, and he disregards what doesn't concern him, and he focuses on his real path, his true path, his true happiness. So how do we do that? A lot of people believe that we are just born that way, but there is an alternate argument to that. I read the other day this famous writer, Anders Ericsson. He was a famous from Florida State University, I suppose. And he gave this theory against that belief that we are born that way, we are born champions. Against that belief, he gave this theory. And it was also popularized by Malcolm Gladwell in his book, Outliers. It says that in all human endeavors, it takes about 10,000 hours for a person to achieve success in any field, regardless of whichever field we want to go. They studied all kinds of different people from all walks of life, or people from all backgrounds. They studied athletes. They studied, for example, chef. If you want to be a chef, you have to work for that. The first time he goes in the kitchen, he doesn't know how to cook. But then he cooks something. He burns it, maybe undercooks it. But then the second time he goes again and again, again and again. Same similar way a tennis player, a football player, a basketball player, a businessman. He enters his life, he starts a new business, he makes mistakes, he learns from his mistakes, then he makes sure that it doesn't happen again. So you need to do hard work in the respective field you are. How does one become a good doctor? Just doesn't happen with a degree. Comes with experience. One goes to school, then primary school, secondary school, then graduates from high school, then university, then does his medical degree. But then he goes to his real life and he practices medicine. Maybe he becomes a surgeon. But through constant practice, doing that same thing over and over and over again and again and again, he achieves, well, he doesn't achieve perfection, but he becomes a master of his skill. Similarly, when once a person walks towards his path of happiness, his path of real sense of well-being, the Islam, he has to work towards it. He has to, it gradually, well, once we have something in our lives, regardless of little, how little we do, it doesn't matter, but we have to be constant on it. We have to do it constantly. Only one good deed we decided we'll do this Ramadan, let's say. But we have to focus and make sure that regardless how little it is, but it has to be constant. And through day by day and day, once we have achieved a level of, at least according to the theory, 10,000 hours. But what it means is one requires a constant istiqama on anything you want to achieve. Same goes with the deen. Inna deena indallah al-islam. But how do we achieve that? Min husn al-islam al-mari an tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. It can only happen when we disregard of what does not concern us. What happens is when we get involved in our lives, we get involved in so much unnecessary and senseless activities and arguments and whatnot. We waste our time. School. A kid goes to school, his tests are nearby, and what does he do? He's procrastination. That's what he does. He knows his exams are in his head, but he's just, I'm procrastinating. That's a cool word to say, but what does that really mean? We just hang out in our groups with friends, and we are just wasting time talking about this and that doesn't really matter and doesn't really concern. But we prefer to waste time than rather doing something productive. So whatever little time we all have our busy lives, of course, but whatever little we can do, at least towards our real happiness, a true sense of real well-being to achieve that, what we need to do is focus on whatever little amal we learned and we kind of activated in our lives this past Ramzan. May Allah give us all tawfiq to do that. May Allah give me tawfiq to do that. You know, these Sufis, the saints, they have a saying, "Ahabbul amali in men is al istiqamatu khairum min alf karama." Istiqama is better than 1,000 karama, miracles. You know, they do believe in karamas and sort of what I call miracles. But they also believe that an istiqama on a certain thing is better than 1,000 karamas. Whatever little we have, we decided we're not going to lie there anymore. Fine, that's great. Now let's just promise to ourselves, let's just make commitment that okay, we're not going to lie, we're not going to cheat, we're not going to hurt anybody. Whatever little things we have in our lives, we should just have istiqama on that and be steadfast on that. And then practice that thing again and again and again and again. And maybe one day, inshallah ta'ala, maybe we can achieve the true happiness, the true success that we all really intend to achieve. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me tawfiq to do that, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq to do that. Jazakumullah khair. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.